on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Born and Raised. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, presented by Fenway Toyota. This is your home for the UNLV Rebels. Now with Caleb Herring and Steve Cofield, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
A very hearty welcome to you and a happy Halloween to one and all. We're here, well, as usual, Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And, of course, if you have not been here, you need to make it your business to get down here. We're at Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, just off of Cimarron. And it's a great atmosphere. TVs all over the place and every kind of sport you can think of. Really good food. They're open 24 hours. And Steve Cofield will be along a little bit later. But we've got former Rebel quarterback Caleb Herring here along with head coach Tony Sanchez. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing good. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Caleb?
Happy Halloween. I mean, Born and Raised, always a great atmosphere. Lots of TVs, like you said. But I don't think Spider-Man and Captain America are always here. They're here today because it is Halloween. So, today's a little special treat, but Born and Raised, great atmosphere. Come down, watch some sports if you're into it.
And some other costumes I can't quite identify, but, you know, trying to get in the spirit. That's exactly. A good thing. Tony, your kids are a little bit older, but any nice Halloween memories of being with them when they were youngsters running around?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anyone who has kids, I mean, those are great days when you get them all dressed up and, you know, they're all excited and they're worn out about 10 houses into it. And and then they get a little bit older and you start hiding the kids and starts disappearing, you know, and then they want to know what happened.
Yeah, so my son's 4. Yes. He trick-or-treats now, and he just goes and collects candy for me and Mom, essentially is what he does.
There you go.
But, yeah, it is fun watching him get dressed up. He actually did his dress-up yesterday as well. He's a Red Ranger. He's into Power Rangers right now, so we'll let that phase ride and see how long it lasts. But, yeah, it is fun to see him dress up and get all excited about everything going on around him. It's just fun to see the joy on the kid's face.
He's at a stage now where something new happens almost every day anyway, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, to him, everything's new. It's just a fun experience. And I live through him a little bit. I can't deny that. I mean, I think every parent does a little bit. But I never was the Red Ranger, so he's doing that for me as well.
What was your best Halloween costume?
My best Halloween costume? Yeah. I don't know. I think my actually best Halloween costume was probably just a ninja. It was a generic ninja costume that my mom actually made for me. She actually sewed it. She made all of our costumes one year, and it was probably my best, most original costume. So that's probably one I'm most proud of as a kid. I didn't dress up much when I was a teenager, but growing up, the generic ninja costume on the sewing machine was probably my best one.
There you go.
Favorite thing we had, it was one house on our block where they would give out, like, little bouquets of the Tootsie Pops. And
wow.
We thought it was the greatest thing.
It's
like, you know, you look back all these years later, it's like, what?
But yeah.
You know, then there was always the one person down the street to give you candy corn. It's like,
yeah,
we don't go to that
candy
house.
Corn, and then there's the apples, you know, like, okay, this they're into healthiness. We're going to skip this house, Mom. We know it.
Yeah. So.
Those always went in the trash.
Straight to the trash.
Candy.
So, the Rebels. We're going to talk about San Jose State. We're going to talk about Fresno State, which will be this Saturday at 7:30. But first of all, the Rebels against San Jose State, a tough one. Again, they put up points, but the defense could not hold them, 50-37 the final.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, no disappointing game. You know, had some real key injuries in the back end of the secondary, and it really showed, you know, having both corners out and our safety out, you know, and Ty Jason. You just saw the lack of depth there and the lack of experience. So a lot of, you know, we had some guys come in and played hard. You know, Perry, I thought, improved from the previous week. Looked a little bit better. Plummer kind of got his feet wet, got his first, significant playing time. Struggled a little bit at times, but he'll continue to get better. Greg Francis, Demetrius Gibbs also played, you know, the overwhelming majority of the game. You know, Greg's a tough guy, too. He had his shoulder subluxed and actually went back in and finished the game. So we're proud of him for getting back in there. But, you know, and defense obviously struggled, but the pick six and then the pick that led to a field goal, those 10 points, those were really, really important in the game.
All right. Well, first of all, Max Gillum, after Dalton Baker picked one of his own, went in for a touchdown, a running, first rushing touchdown. So he showed a little diversity there.
He did. I mean, you know, you look on the night, four touchdown passes and a rushing touchdown, and, you know, we actually outgained him in yards. Points is what you need to outdo him in, but I think we had 550-60-some-odd total yards on the game. So we were able to move the ball and take up chunks of real estate. So we got to continue to do that, and Max each week has consistently gotten better. But, again, you got to make sure we take care of the balls. Deep comeback out to the sidelines, across the field, that's a long throw. That's hard to make that on Sundays, let alone on Saturdays. So you just got to be a little bit more cognizant of that stuff and make better decisions.
Speaking about his progression, and I know monster game as far as putting a ball in the end zone and rushing one in himself. His progression, though, I think that some of the speed bumps that he's taken have been costly and been magnified because of the games and losing those games. But overall, where would you say he is as far as what you expected of him and where he has grown to?
I think he's a pretty good college football player. You know, I mean, recruiting him and bringing him in, he's savvy. He does a good job of extending plays with his feet, picked up some crucial third downs. Again, he's distributing the ball to a variety of guys. Throws a deep ball, really, really catchable ball. He doesn't have as much velocity as Armani. But it's a nice, easy, catchable ball. And each week he's getting more and more confident. Again, you've played the position. The more games you have, the more savvy you become, the more game, understanding you have as far as getting the ball out on time. I mean, their secondary was fairly decent. And you pause, you wait, you deliver balls a little bit late. The timing's off and it results in, those negative plays. So I'm proud of him. I think he's doing a really, really good job. And he's helped us, you get better and kind of find ourselves and get back to competing in these games.
And one of the things I think he learned last week, because he did make quite a few plays on his feet, actually, with a couple of nice third down runs and conversions. One of the things I think he learned is how valuable and being in shape is. I think at quarterback, he took off quite a few times, and it looked like he was a little gassed. There's a couple of times he ran like three or four times in a row. He's scrambling around out there, and he was huffing and puffing coming back to the huddle. I think he got some appreciation for what it is that guys like Armani do when they're running every play and then have to come back and be the signal caller as well.
Yeah, it's a hard deal because, I don't care how much you run, it's hard to get in game shape without playing games. And, now he's three games in, he's going to keep getting even better and better in that game shape. But there's no doubt about it. They were doing a lot of drop eight. We're going to see that again this week. So when they're doing that, you're going to have opportunities to go ahead and take off with your feet and pick that up. But he was gassed a good handful of times.
He was 28 out of 50, 387 yards and the four TDs. And, of course, he ran for the other one and rushed for 56 yards. We got Coach's take, his overview. Caleb, if you had to tell Max one thing, what would it be?
I think Coach hit on it a little bit earlier. It's better to be on time than to have a strong arm or to be completely accurate on a throw. If you're on time, it makes up for a lot of those deficiencies. For instance, like Coach said, the comeback route. If you throw that route before the receiver comes out of his break, Antonio Brown said it best when talking about Ben Roethlisberger, that he knows the ball's on time if he doesn't see it thrown. Talk about coming out of a comeback route or an outbreaking route like that. You got to be on time with those throws, and it kind of makes up for error. At worst, it'll be incomplete, right? So I think those are some of the things that Max will get as he continues to play and develop, getting more reps in practice and in game reps especially. But holding on to the ball a little bit long can come back to hurt you sometimes. And then the confidence in your arm, like Coach said, college throws, the hash marks to the field, that's a longer throw than the NFL. I don't think a lot of people realize that the college hash marks are a lot wider than the pro hash marks. So if you're trying to throw a field out route, you definitely got to be on time. And those are things that you get as you play because you just have a feel for the game and a feel for the type of throws you can and shouldn't make into coverage. But I think he's just growing and developing. And that's one of the things that every quarterback has to figure out. Once he figures it out, though, I think he's shown that he has the capacity to be a solid college quarterback, regardless of the situation. He's come in and proved himself on an individual basis.
All right. Now, the game was tied at 7, and the Rebels had the ball. But one of the two fourth downs where the Rebels were stopped was when Lexington carried the ball and got stopped, and that was, obviously educated guess as to what was going to go on and a risk. But they were able to stop them up right there.
Yeah, we had two fourth downs. We were 2 of 4 on fourth downs, and two of them we got stopped on, on the fourth and one. And you got to convert that. When you're sitting there, playing college football, and you're in the 40-yard line going on in, you can play the field position game. But the way they were moving the ball and the way we had played as of late, you figure, hey, we got to steal possession back, especially with the turnovers, later on. We got to do a better job. I mean, we struggled on the edge, and we hadn't really done that before. But, our Y tight end, really struggled off the edge. And twice that guy came off and made the play in the backfield.
So talking about the situation in the football game. You're in plus territory, that right on the fringe of being in field goal range, maybe not quite comfortable field goal range, risk putting it into the end zone. You don't really flip field position much at that situation. Does the field position play more of a factor into going for it there, or is it just something that you've made up your mind, we're going to be aggressive with the play calling before the game even starts?
Yeah, we said we were going to be aggressive. We knew kind of, you know, anywhere between, you know, that 45 and that 38-yard line, we got a fourth and one, we're going. You know, and we're going to go ahead and put the pressure on them. You know, I've looked in the analytics a lot. You know, we're starting to look at it more and more and more. And I mean, in some programs that have more resources, they actually have an analytical guy, you know, giving them feedback before a game on, okay, this is what, I mean, there's a chart. And
wow.
The guy looks at it and tells you what you do in every single situation. We've studied ourselves and looked at it, and it's just, when you look at how many possessions are in a game, you look at the risk and reward, you know yourself too, and how you play on both sides of the ball. To me, the risk is nowhere near as valuable as the reward there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, you get a fourth and one, you got a chance to steal possession back. I mean, we were 2 of 4 on fourth downs, and, you know, those are two extended possessions that led to scores. So, you know, 50% on that, it's not bad when you're in that type of field position. They still got to go 50, 60 yards to score.
Spartans were up 17-7 when the Rebels broke off their biggest offensive play of the night, the electrifying 75-yard pass to Tylee Collins.
Yeah, he just ran a nice post route. He did a great job of stemming him, getting the DB to turn his shoulders, and then outside plant, broke back inside, and, you know, he just ran by him. Really, really nice route, and Max did a good job of just, you know, airmailing it out there and let him run underneath it nice and easy. So that was good. Tylee had a heck of a game.
Tylee is really – it's really, you know – looking at it, it's unconventional. Maybe not unconventional is the word I'm looking for, but you usually see the bigger receivers, like that height-wise, running those deep post routes like that. It's a little bit different for me, at least, looking at Tylee run them. He runs great post patterns, number one. He really gets to the top of that route and doesn't slow down out of this break, explodes through it. But it's a little unusual to me to see, because he's so much shorter than I'm used to seeing receivers running those deep routes, but it's still effective nonetheless.
Yeah, he can just burn. You know what I mean? If he wasn't as fast as he is, and he's got elite speed. He's not just fast, he's elite. You know, him and Lex, those are burners, you know? So he needs that type of separation, because you're right. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're sitting there hip to hip, those are tough for smaller guys to catch, you know? So he does have to get behind the guys on those.
After the Rebels scored again, they took a 21-17 lead, and it really seemed like, because they scored back-to-back touchdowns, the offense was really clicking. Brandon Presley made some nice plays, Tylee, some others.
Yeah, it was, you know, and, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, again, you know, being aggressive, you know, right before the end of the house, you have a 21-17 lead, and, you know, they called a timeout, try to get something going, they end up throwing an incomplete pass, right, to stop the clock again. Then the next play, they, you know, run the ball. So we call a timeout. We're going to get the ball back. We got a third and long situation. You know, we give it up. We give up an inside slant route. And the frustrating one was the following play where they threw the ball to the back. And we've got him tackled, 40 seconds. They got no timeouts left. That's pretty much going to kill the half. And he breaks out of our guys, you know, tackle and gets out of bounds. And we just got out. We got out-toughed on that play. And, you know, that can't happen. We got to tackle the guy. Well, first, we need to stop on third down to, again, be aggressive and get the ball back to the offense and try to extend that lead. When that doesn't happen, we got to make that play inside.
A lot of people watching and listening to the games probably thinking about that. Like you said, it's a critical juncture for both teams. I think the end of the half always is. Talk about the game within the game there, because you're trying to get a feel when the series starts of what their mindset is. If they're trying to come out and be aggressive and really sling that thing around, maybe hold on to that timeout. How much did them calling that run play on that second down when they said, okay, maybe we're just going to run this out at the half, how much did that go into impacting your decision to call that timeout?
Well, we talked about that. Like, what are they going to do when they first come out in the series? You know, then that'll dictate when we go ahead and use those timeouts, you know. So I talked with Skip and Barney about it, just let them know kind of what I was thinking. So then they come out right away and they throw the ball, get an incomplete, and then they run the ball one time. Actually, they had a second deal where they called timeout after the first play, right? And then after that, we go, all right, we got a third and long, right? Got him pinned back, so let's go ahead and let's take the timeout and see if we can get Tylee one more touch on a punt return. And if not, we got a minute with two timeouts left to work the two-minute drill, get at least a field goal range. So after they ran the ball and we had that third and long, we were comfortable calling that timeout. So, again, it's one of those deals where, you know, if you're going to play, you know, winning football, then you've got to take advantage of some of those situations.
Very tight game at half despite the scores.
Yeah.
That's 24-21. Obviously, you guys are right there, but everyone recognized the importance of getting off to a fast start in the third quarter.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and that's where turnovers are going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? You cannot do that. And, you know, three picks, you know, in the second half, you know, tough deal. Well, two picks in the second half, but that's a real, real tough deal. So, again, we chewed up a bunch of yards. They extended that lead, and, you know, we were never able to rally back.
Two consecutive weeks, it seems like the team is there in the game as far as rallying back, but the hole was just a little bit too deep. So the message for the team, I guess, you have the fight, you have the desire to win. You just shoot yourselves in the foot sometimes, either falling asleep, missing assignments, or, like you said, those costly turnovers there in the second half.
Well, yeah, I mean, we gave up too much. I mean, both defenses gave up way too many yards and way too many points, you know, and we gave up more. But, again, you look at the final outcome and you go, heck, 10 of those points are directly off turnovers, you know
right.
what I mean? And the defense actually did a really good job of getting a three and out after one of the turnovers to hold them to a field goal. But that pick six just comes back to haunt you. You just can't give that type of stuff up. So, I mean, you look at that, and all of a sudden now you're talking 37-40 game, right? We end up getting that onside kick, you know, towards the end and didn't end up, you know, we had a personal foul on it, which wasn't a real smart play. Instead of a drive start at 28, we ended up doing it with a 43. So we've addressed that and talked about that. But, you know, we'll continue to work hard. Our guys, one thing about them is, you know, they care about Rebel football. They care about you see how much, you know, energy they play with. And there's no lack of fight in the guys.
So you mentioned the onside kick that you guys backed. Not a conventional onside kick. It was, the kind of intentional short kick. Talk about how that ball dropped on a dime. I've seen you guys practice. I've seen it done a couple times in games. That was probably the most perfectly I've seen it executed as far as the ball dropping on a spot, guys getting down there recovering.
Yeah, it was funny because we had done a traditional onside kick earlier, you know, didn't end up getting that. Well, that was afterwards. But on that one, you know, we made it a split decision at the very end. Hey, let's go hands. I mean, got a team, sorry, get the ball back, and let's go ahead and let's kick it. You know, let's kick it into the hole, mm-hmm. you know. And Evan just executed it perfectly, just a little chip shot. And you're going to get one bounce to the other. It's either going to roll right to the returner,
right.
Or you're going to go ahead and get the check me up, and that's exactly what we got. So it's kind of a 50-50 deal on that.
And is that one of those things where you trust him to pick the hole, or do you say, hey, we've already kind of scouted where this hole is going to be. I want you to put it right here. Does he have, like, the freedom to, I'm going to place it where there's nobody, there's no defenders?
When we're in our regular kickoff formation, we have those where, okay, we have a hole shot. Mm-hmm. That one is a deep right. So
right.
It's called sky right, actually, not deep, but sky right. So we call that sky right. So he knows, so the average, everyone's converging on it. They know exactly where that ball is going to land.
We'll take our first break for tonight's edition of the Tony Sanchez Show and come back with a whole lot more. And Steve Cofield will join us in a little while. And in the second half, we'll have our conversation with Javen White, one of the top defenders on the Rebels this year. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, Univille Sports Network on Learfield.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Anyone can do delivery, but when you consider the source, only Smith's can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. And no matter how you like to get your groceries, Smith's makes it easy with store pickup. Or if you like, you can choose delivery too. So now it's easier than ever to check out while you're chilling when you shop online with the Smiths app or at smithsfoodanddrug.com. Try it and see.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing, a live show, a movie, delicious dining, and one of South Point's 11 restaurants. So much to see,
so much to do.
You won't know where to start first.
This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, Human Kindness.
Diamondback Land Surveying is your one-stop shop for all your professional and technical land surveying needs. They'll provide everything you need for your next site. No job is too big or too small for Diamondback Land Surveying. Whether you're building a block wall or mapping the next Taj Mahal, Diamondback Land Surveying does it all. Call them today at 823-DBLS. That's 823-3257. Or check them out at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com. 823-3257.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say, "Count me in," to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Findlay Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Findlay Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car. Because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback!
He'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores in your TV screen without interrupting the game. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more. And the Tony Sanchez Show is also brought to you in part by Dignity Health, where we know no one wants to be in an ER waiting room for long. That's why we offer a service that allows you to wait at home, because healing takes more than medicine. It also takes understanding. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. We're live at Born and Raised for the Tony Sanchez Show, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Hear the promos during all UNLV games, including this Saturday, Rebels at home against the Fresno State Bulldogs. $3 Bud Light or Mick Ultra drafts. $4 Estrella Jalisco drafts, and we're just getting started. $20 100-ounce towers of Bud Light or Mick Ultra. $20 buckets of Bud Light and Mick Ultra bottles. Brand new happy hour at Born and Raised. Wylam and Happy Hour, just an hour. It's Born and Raised time. 40 items to choose from, including all appetizers, that is, and sliders, all for $6 or less. Promos for all NFL games include the same beer specials as the UNLV specials, plus $5 Jägermeister shots, $5 Absolute Bloody Marys on Sundays. And don't forget Bar Plinko for all Sunday night and Monday night NFL games. Guests can play Bar Plinko. Here's how it works. Every guest gets a paper jersey of an offensive player from that night's game. If your player scores, you get to play Plinko for a chance to win the following: tickets to an NFL game, passes for Pole Position Raceway, car wash, appetizers, beer towers, shirts and hats, all kinds of goodies. Bar Plinko at Born and Raised, indeed. Caleb, were you the best athlete in your family?
100%. I have four other siblings, if they heard me say that, would disagree. But we were all athletes, but 100% I was. There's no question in my mind. I mean, in all seriousness, probably the youngest was. I mean, my younger brother, he probably was the most gifted of all of us. But he's never going to know that. So if you're asking me, Russ, I was 100% the best athlete in the family.
What's he doing now?
Well, he's actually playing football. He's at University of Massachusetts, all the way across the country. He plays wide receiver. 6'5", 180, probably something. He's a bean pole, but he's a gifted athlete. He played basketball, too. He can get up and dunk it still right now, windmill, 360, all that type of stuff. But, no, I was still better than him. And I don't care what he's doing now. I'm still better than him today. I can still take him.
Tony, great. Anybody in your family that was a gifted athlete?
Well, me. I was pretty good, yeah.
There it is, see?
Yeah.
You were? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was pretty good back in the day. You know? I was like the third leading receiver in California my senior year and played Division I ball, scored some touchdowns. And
there you go.
Caught some balls. It was good.
Yeah. See, all that's right. The competitor. Yeah. Anytime you ask a competitor, they were the best. They're going to tell you they're the best. I mean, 100%. You have to.
Any early indication about your son?
Well, he's a lefty, so, I mean, that traditionally means that the jump shot's going to be pretty pure. I mean, if he ever decides to get on the diamond, lefty pitchers are pretty hot commodity. But
absolutely.
I mean, I'm hoping so. He's got a pretty strong arm, actually, too. He has a little basketball goal in his playroom at the house, and he chunks them from deep. He doesn't like to stand close. I try to make him, you know, get his form right. But he likes chunking them from deep right now. But we'll see. I don't want to force him into anything, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, the 51s years ago, we had a pitcher named Pat Mahomes. And he used to sort of joke about how, hey, my kid, even though he's really young, he shows some real good early promise, and we all laughed. Nobody's laughing now. Nobody's laughing now.
That's great.
Yeah, I tell you. Tony, what kind of quarterback would you have made if you'd played quarterback?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I had a strong arm. I was center fielder in high school and all that, and I still can throw the ball pretty good out there at practice and stuff. Can't run anymore, but I can do that. But I don't know, man. Until you're sitting back there and everything's flying at you, you'll never know. You know?
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
I was just fine being a wideout.
Right, and it was the same thing in reverse for me. Like I'm pretty good at quarterback. I was comfortable as my niche, and I thought, you know, I'm athletic. I could run a little bit. Let me see how it is by receiver. It's a totally different ball game when you're outside the pocket. When you're the one running the route, it's different. You know, you understand gator arms a little bit better when you're the one that's getting smacked in the middle.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their niche. You could probably pull some other things off, but you got your niche. Just once you figure it out, just stick with it.
Well, we're talking before the break about the Rebels, and we're just getting to the point in the second half where we talk about Miles Plummer going in. Jacques clearly got hurt. Any kind of update on him?
Yeah, so he has not practiced yet this week. He had the concussion protocol. So we're hoping we're going to get him back. We have a walkthrough tomorrow, and then we go fast Friday. So he's been cleared to go out there. It's a non-padded full-speed practice. So if he handles that well and he's clear and everything's good, all symptoms are gone, then there's a chance he'll be able to play Saturday.
Very good. Jericho Flowers?
Jericho's out for the game. Evan Oster, we got some decent news on him. His patella tear is a chronic tear, which means he's had it. So after doing the MRI and talking with a bunch of docs, they're actually going to do the same thing with him on Friday. Now, he hadn't played in a week, and you know he's been down a little bit, so I mean, I don't know if he'll be able to play the whole game like he did if he does, in fact, get cleared, but he's a 50-50 guy right now.
Now, Armani Rogers, update.
Yeah, big deal on him. So he practiced yesterday doing all of our exchanges and mesh and throwing the ball, went and saw the doctor, and they cleared him for play again. So today was his first full practice. Took all the two reps because we didn't, you know, he still got to, you know, kind of shake some of that rust off. Not necessarily the arm, but just that leg. He was in a boot for four and a half weeks, so he's only been in a tennis shoe for about a week now. So, but he was out there. He practiced, threw it, ran well a couple times. He didn't come up, you know, gimpy on it. It just, you could tell he was just getting used to sticking it back in the ground full speed again and stuff. So that was good to see. So he's an available two for this week. And then if everything goes well, he has no setbacks or anything like that, those final three, he'll be ready to roll.
That's great news. I mean, obviously there's, you know, the mental side of coming back from an injury, I think mostly is what it is. I think, you know, you hear about it a lot with guys with, like, ACL tears, especially quarterbacks, when they just, like, are a little bit tentative just because you're not sure yet, quite yet. But, yeah, it's good for him to get a couple practice under his belt and see where he is coming up after the weekend. That's great news.
It is good news.
Now, obviously, nobody likes to point to one guy as being the heart and soul and everything. That's kind of overstated in a lot of ways. But to what degree, Tony, do you expect the overall mindset of the team to be elevated by Armani's return?
Well, completely. I mean, you just saw it in the guys' faces today when he's in the huddle and he's sitting there and he's like, hey, guys, let's go. I mean, it's just, you know, we're playing pretty good football first 4 weeks. You know, I mean, really good football. And, lost a couple tough games, won some games handedly. It would have been, and Max has done a good job. It's not taking anything away from him. But when you're running the ball the way we were and taking time of possession and, you know, you're still putting those points on the board, your defense is not on the field as much, you're controlling the physical part of the game, it changes the way that people can focus on Lexington. And all of a sudden, he has more explosive yards, you know, bigger plays. So it changes a huge dynamic for the entire team. And you saw it. I mean, you saw it. And we had to kind of catch our wind and get rolling. He can help both sides of the ball.
I'm talking about Armani and the quarterback position in particular. Jim Harbaugh had this thing called the it factor when he always talked about quarterbacks. Is Armani, do you think, does he have that it factor where just having him around kind of rallies the troops around him?
Absolutely. I mean, you can talk to any coach and, you know, that has seen us in the country, you know, anybody in the Mountain West. I mean, that's the first thing people say after the end of the game. It's like, hey, man. I mean, heck, at the end of the Utah State game, their chaplain came over and prayed over Armani. You know,
oh, man.
That was good to say. He goes, can I go ahead and say a prayer for you?
Yeah.
He's a special guy. I mean, he's not just a good football player. He's a one percenter. I mean, his unique skill sets are as good as anybody in the nation at any team with what he does in running the football.
Caleb, did anybody ever try to get up in your face when you're on the field?
All the time. Especially at quarterback. For whatever reason, everybody wants to rattle the quarterback or wants to get the good hit on him, but I loved it. I welcomed it. I welcomed the challenge. I think I know where you're going here, Russ. I think I know where you're going with this one. So, yes, I engaged in the trash talk. I did. For the guys that got in my face, I'll just go ahead and put this on the air. You don't hear a lot of the chirping that goes on the field from the stands or on when you're watching a broadcast on TV. But for the guys that, if you wanted some insight, one of the things that I would always do whenever someone talked trash to me, it was usually the linebackers in that area talking about they're going to blitz, they're going to sack the quarterback D-line, stuff like that. I would look at them, and I would just stare at their jersey number, and I would say, oh, what's your jersey number? And I'd look at it, and I'd go, oh, you weren't in the scouting report. And then I just – and that would end all the talking from that person.
That's
because
good.
If you're not in the scouting report, you're not important. So that was my comeback. That was the end all of my trash talk on the field sometimes.
What about you and DBs, Tony? You mix it up some?
Yeah, we did quite a bit. You know, I always tell our guys, hey, you can talk trash, but, you know, the best trash talkers are the ones where no one knows what's going on. You're doing it all under your breath.
Yeah,
you're kind of getting
yeah.
in their head. And I remember years ago I got done playing, and I went to New Orleans to work out for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So out there, Canadian football workout, and I'm stretching, and there was a couple guys from Louisiana Tech. And a guy looks at me and he goes, man, are you that 81, that trash talker from New Mexico State? Because I had my New Mexico State. I go, yeah, that's me. They're like, hey, come stretch with us. I mean, because we were going back and forth the whole game. But that's what they remembered.
Second half of the show, we'll have a conversation with Javen White, one of the top defenders on the Rebels this year. And we'll also get into the Fresno State game in more detail. But one of the things, one of the local guys that got a chance to make some plays, Greg Francis, got his feet wet a little bit. How did you assess his play?
You know, he did a pretty good job. I mean, he had one ball on third down caught on him, but, man, he was right on the hip. I mean, they made a throw into a tight window, and that's what you're looking for. You want the quarterback to have to be perfect. He did a good job there. He had a couple missed tackles early in the game. Later in the game, I thought he did a really good job of, getting pads on pads and getting into those roll tackles. But early on, he left his feet a couple times. And, you know, I don't know if that's a little jittery or just kind of jumping the gun a little bit. But as the game went on, I thought he played better and better.
All right, we'll take our second break now on the Tony Sanchez Show. Come back with the second half of the show. This is the Tony Sanchez Show on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full-service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it. Like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered. Or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125, 26 dents. Or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Diamondback Land Surveying is your one-stop shop for all your professional and technical land surveying needs. They'll provide everything you need for your next site. No job is too big or too small for Diamondback Land Surveying. Whether you're building a block wall or mapping the next Taj Mahal, Diamondback Land Surveying does it all. Call them today at 823-DBLS. That's 823-3257. Or check them out at diamondbacklandsurveying.com. 823-3257.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing,
a live show,
a movie,
delicious dining,
and one of South Point's 11 restaurants.
So much to see,
so much to do.
You won't know where to start first.
This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer in quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
The Department of Family Services works tirelessly to ensure every child thrives in a safe, loving, and supportive home. But we cannot do it alone. Just like the Rebels need the offense, defense, and special teams working together to win, we need the entire community to come together as a team to support our children and their families as they work towards becoming whole again. To learn more about how to support our children in need, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Make your car shine at the Showtime Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs. Get your car washed with a 100% guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday at $11.95, early bird special, plus window tinting and more. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
He's going to hit one deep down the field. And it's caught! It's a touchdown!
There's nothing like that moment when your team clinches a win. The Friday night lights, all those Saturday tailgate traditions, hours in front of the TV on Sunday. Football means tradition. Whether you played or cheered along, the feeling of game day never ends. Join the community and celebrate the game. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Football Matters.
Welcome on back to Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, as the Tony Sanchez Show rolls on with our man, Mr. Caleb Herring, in his dulcet tones.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for it. Woo! Come by today and see why thousands have made the switch to woo! Finley Chevrolet, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones, Nevada's number one volume Chevrolet dealer. Find new roads.
Folks, you just figured out why the ratings for this show are through the roof. Because nobody else can do a woo with a hang time of a Ray Guy punt like Caleb Herring. Absolutely. All right. All right. Coach, what's the most flattering thing that any coach has said about you at any level?
Oh, I tell you one thing. This was funny. I remember being a player, and we had a coach named Jim Hess. He ended up being the head scout for Cowboys for a long time. Really good guy. But he's from Texas, and he thought Texas was the best at every single thing that there was. I mean, if it wasn't Texas, it wasn't the best. So we're walking up the field one day, and one of the guys says, hey, Tone, where are you from? He meant like my hometown. And Jim interjected, and he goes, I don't know, but it plays like he's from Texas.
Oh, so man.
I'm like, all right, nice. Man. Coach likes me.
Must be good, man. Yeah. That's great.
What about another player who might have said something in the plus column for you, Caleb?
Coach-wise, I think in high school, one of my high school coaches, when I first realized that I was good at quarterback, I was a sophomore, and it wasn't really the words because it was a reaction to something I did. And I didn't know I was doing something. I had a receiver running open, and I kind of lofted the ball away from him. So my receiver had to run to get it. And he was like, do you know what you just did? I threw the pass. I don't know. He's like, you placed the ball. You threw him open. That's Sunday stuff. That's Sunday stuff. And he just got so excited about it. And that kind of stuck with me that I could do it. Gave me the confidence I needed, I guess, to play quarterback. So that's one of my stories that I remember from a coach. I don't know necessarily he was my favorite coach or anything like that, but definitely stuck with me while I was playing, doing good things, and seeing that kind of reaction from a coach is always huge, to get the confidence of him, and basically puts the confidence in yourself.
Steve Young once said that the definition of a pure passer is a guy who couldn't run. And you say?
I disagree. A pure pass. Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. A pure passer, somebody who enjoys the purity of being a quarterback and thinks that the quarterback should only pass. I don't know if that necessarily means he's incapable of running, but I think a pure quarterback is one that, in any situation, makes the best play for the team on that play. So I think sometimes it's throwing the ball. Most of the time it's throwing the ball. Sometimes the best quarterbacking decision is to take a three-yard scramble and run out of bounds with it, or scramble for a touchdown if the game calls for it. But, yeah, I mean, in some ways I agree. But, no, Steve Young, you don't know what you're talking about.
And okay. Tell us what you really think. Coach, what's your take on that definition?
Well, I mean, you just look at how college football's changed so much. I mean, the running quarterbacks really changed the game, you know, so it depends on what you're doing. You know, I mean, again, like you look at a guy like Armani, you know, he's number 8 leading rusher in the country, and he's a quarterback, you know, and you look at, you know, again, some of these teams, like you look at the great Auburn teams, right? What did they do? You know, run on the football downhill, and they expect the quarterback to run the ball, you know. You know, Jalen Hurts at Alabama before he ends up, you know, getting it taken. I mean, that was kind of what he did. He managed the game right, but he always extended the game with his feet. So it just kind of depends who you are. College football's a little different than the NFL. They're two totally different games.
Trick or treat, Mr. Cofield.
Yeah, what's up? I would argue that Tua is a pretty good thrower, and he can run the ball.
Yeah.
I've started talking about him as this era of Steve Young. Lefty, you know, can run a little bit.
That's a great comparison.
That's what I do, man. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Pretty special. I remember me and Coach Odell out in Hawaii working, and then we got a chance to work him out, you know, and this is before he kind of blown up. He was a sophomore at the time, and it was a camp up there. And we got a chance to work with him a little bit, and you could tell immediately he was going to be special. That ball just exploded off his hand.
Amazing player. So I had a chance this week to catch up with Javen White on the defense, one of my favorite guys to watch on the sidelines, super energetic. And you can tell he's a leader during the games, and I got into the conversation about, you know, leading in between games, and we talked about the attitude. You know, things haven't been going great of late, but asked Javen, hey, you know, what's the attitude right now in practice?
The attitude is just to continue to fight and continue to learn and get better every day, you know. The results haven't been what we wanted, but we got to continue to fight. We got still a few more games, and we got to continue attacking. The season's not over yet. So as long as we continue to attack, learn our assignments, and do, you know, our alignment assignment technique every game, you know, we get a good chance.
Who are the leaders on the defense? I see you during the games. You're very vocal. Do you consider yourself one of the leaders game, you know, during the games and also outside the games?
I consider myself a leader. And leaders on the defense is all 11 on the field, really and truly. I feel like everybody has their own communication that they do during the games and how the way they talk and what they express in. And it's basically the whole 11. If we can have our whole 11 continue to talk, you know, it helps our defense in the long run.
What do you see and what do you think about what's been going on in-game in terms of energy? You know, it's hard. When the other team goes on a run, it's hard to keep the energy up.
It's hard when the team goes on a run and, you know, they score or something. It's just all about, you know, continuing to fight. You know, you guys can't just stop. You know, we got to continue to go and go because you never know. One big play can change the whole game. And we just got to continue to fight and be ready for that one play because you never know when it's going to come.
What do you tell the young guys during the week, especially on the back end, because now you're getting a little beat up at safety and cornerback, and, you know, those guys at times look like they're a little shell-shocked.
Yeah.
So to kind of prep them mentally, because I think that's the biggest thing for them is the mental side of it, right?
Yes, sir. I tell the young guys, I told them in camp, you know, you never know when your name is going to be called. It's a long season, you know. Maybe you fall to the twos and threes earlier after fall camp, but, you know, mid-season you can be repping with the ones, the twos. You never know. I tell them just to be prepared. When your name gets called, just be prepared. And it's football, you know. It doesn't change. You know, people just get faster and stronger, and people learn more. But it's football, you know. If you know how to play football, you know your lineman assignment, you're just going to do perfectly fine.
I assume it's also important for the backups to be engaged during the game.
Yes.
To start spacing out, because at any moment, like you said, you may have to step in there. I saw a moment last week where it looked like Yusika might be out for a little while because he had a cramp, and everyone starts yelling at Montrezl Johns, like, dude, you got to be ready.
Yeah. It's all about you're being ready and engaged, you know. Especially in the game, you can be a spectator or you can be actually part of the game. And that's the difference of people that are ones and twos and threes that aren't really playing or not getting those reps. Because if you're being a spectator and you're just looking, you won't understand what's going on in the game and you won't be ready when your name gets called.
We're talking to Javen White, one of the linebackers for UNLV. Real quick hit on the offensive side. Mm-hmm. Armani Rogers is back at practice. He's probably not back playing for a little while, but how big is it just to have him out there from a, you know, an energy standpoint?
It's big to have our money back on the field. And, you know, he's a big part of our offense and our team, period. You know, Mac's been doing a great job when he's coming in. And just to have Armani there and just talking to him and telling him what he learned on the field, it's just great. You know, Armani's a big vocal guy, you know. And especially with what's going on, the more we have Armani on the field and help Max, the more Max can be better and who is in his position he is right now.
Well, let's stick on the subject of quarterbacks. I'm sure you've watched some film on Fresno.
Yeah.
You faced a bunch of quarterbacks this year, some really good ones. This last kid, Josh Love, was good. Jordan Love was really, really good. Mm-hmm. What do you think of McMarion? What are you saying?
I think he's a very smart quarterback. You know, he takes his pride in his offense. The offense is based off him, period. You know, he takes very, very control of his offense. He knows exactly what he does. He reads the defense very well, and, you know, he's a great quarterback, and I'm excited to face him.
So you're an Oakland guy, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You a sports fan? You a fan of some of the teams up there?
Yeah, I'm a fan of the teams. I don't really have a specific team that I like, but, you know, the Raiders are coming to town. That's excitement. I know what the Black Hole is going to bring to Vegas, and it's exciting to see, and I can't wait to see it.
How much do you watch the Raiders? Do you keep track of them?
No, not really. You know, just turn on SportsCenter and stuff. But, you know, Marshawn Lynch is on the team, Derek Carr, all the good athletes in there. But I just watch them and just hear about them. You know, the Raiders are big talk in Vegas and Oakland, period.
You have a big group of Bay Area players.
Yes.
And obviously, last week was a big deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were a lot of people in the stands. What's that bond like between, when you're talking like 8 to 10 different guys from the Bay Area?
Oh, man, it's exciting, you know, to have other guys from your area, from the Bay Area, just be able to talk about the stuff they experience in the Bay and just what the Bay brings to a team, you know, the excitement, the enthusiasm, and everybody's being able to be click as one. You know, Bay guys, you know, we stay together. So, you know, when you have a group of Bay guys, it spreads throughout the team, you know, exciting, the enthusiasm, being prepared, especially in big games like San Jose State. You know, I was excited to be back home. I had about 20 of my family there, and it was just exciting to play in.
One last question. This one's out there, but and we're talking to Javen White. When the offseason comes, how much do the coaches come to you in terms of recruiting help, you know, once guys are on campus? Because clearly, you know, Tony Sanchez is from the Bay Area. You guys have hooks in the Bay Area. Do they come to you and say, hey, you know what? When guys come in from the area, we're going to need your help.
Oh, yeah, totally. He comes to me, and I'll host kids from the Bay Area. I've heard Armani Trey Wright, which is one of our left tackles here. He's a freshman. He's from my high school. Anybody from the Bay, I'm excited to host, you know, regardless of them, like, being from the Bay or not. But if they're from the Bay, I feel like, oh, yeah, let me take them, because I know what they experience. I know where they're from. I know exactly the cities. And we can just – it's like a bond that, you know, people have, especially when you're from the same area.
What do you tell them about Vegas, and why should they come to UNLV?
I tell them, you know, UNLV, you know, we're fighting. We're fighting to build the culture better. You know, Coach Sanchez is doing a great job, and he's continuing to fight, and I'm behind him fully. And I just tell them Vegas is a good area, you know. It's so much going on, you know. It's a adult city, but it's so much – like culture you could have in Vegas, you know. It's not a dull city. Everything, something's always going on in Vegas, you know. And I just tell them, you know, if you just want to come experience college and just be able to be in somewhere where you don't feel like, oh, nobody's here in the town, then come to Vegas.
Let's close on academics. What are interdisciplinary studies?
Interdisciplinary studies is basically combining two majors into one, or basically adding it together where you can major in both disciplines.
Right.
My two disciplines that I'm focused on are criminal justice and public administration. So I guess I basically major in both of them, which adds into interdisciplinary
studies. There you go. I went to school. I did not know the interdisciplinary studies terminology. So what do you want to do with that? What do you want to do after football?
After football, I really don't know yet. I really am thinking more of like a NFL scout, or try to go into a firefighter. It's just something that is more exercise and that feel that I have like a actual love for. You know, I don't want to be cooped up in an office working a 9-to-5 that I really don't like, you know. I just feel like something that I can enjoy, wake up every day and enjoy, you know, going to work every day, especially being an adult, paying my bills and having fun.
There you go. That's a good life, right? Paying your bills, having fun. Javen White says does not want to be cooped up in an office, so
there you go. All
right. Very good plan.
We'll come back with our final few minutes here. This is the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
When something goes wrong with your air conditioning, you only have three options, and doing nothing isn't one of them. So one, you can mess with the problem yourself. Good luck with that. Two, you can call some inexperienced smaller AC shop you know nothing about. Or three, you can call the guys you've known for a long time. Yes Air Conditioning. They're run by a bunch of slightly obsessive neat freaks who will do the job so well you may never see them again. When AC problems arise, the Yes Man can. Call Yes Air Conditioning, 888-4937, or go online to theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
In every state in the country.
Good morning, Piston Service, Kent speaking.
And in every city and every state.
Rapid Lube, this is Jeremy. How can I help you?
You'll find a local auto shop that's probably been there for years.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
This is Matt.
Kent speaking.
This is Ben.
Phil, can I help you?
And in most of those shops,
thank you for choosing All Tire, Staten Island's home for tires and service.
You'll find us.
This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Interstate Batteries are sold in over 100,000 locally owned locations across the nation. Find the one near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Take care.
Findlay Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Findlay Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback.
He'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Show live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Caleb, criminal justice.
Criminal justice. Javen White, thinking about it. I mean, that's one of the things I think the field needs a lot more people who are young and enthused about it to get out into the community in whatever capacity. So, I mean, I'm excited for him. He has a future, and if he wants it, I mean, he has a connection, obviously. If he wants to talk to me, I can give him some advice, pointers about whatever to your post-football career, which is something I think a lot of people struggle with. But it's good that he's kind of got an eye on that from a distance, you know, eyeballing what life after football is going to look like. That's awesome for him.
This Saturday, 7:30 kickoff, Rebels taking on a tough customer, Fresno State. Rebels have beaten them three of the last five meetings, including last year at Fresno State, maybe the most satisfying win of the year last year, 26-16.
Yeah, it was a big win. You know, I mean, we were coming off, an injury again, you know, with Armani, and, you know, and Johnny Stanton went in and took the helm and did a heck of a job, and we just played really good football that night. You know, the biggest thing, you know, going back this week and watching the film on it, we always go back and, you know, look for schematic type stuff. And we played so well on third downs last year. I mean, you know, Johnny really did a good job of delivering the ball on third downs.
And Fresno State, I mean, statistically across the board, they just defense seems to be the big ticket for them.
It is. You know, when you watch them week in and week out, there's a couple games where they put up some numbers. You know, last week they did some good things. They returned a field goal for a touchdown, things like that. But there's a lot of games where they're really blue-collar, you know. They won 28-7, 21-3, you know, the game against Minnesota. I mean, they play good defense. They manage the game well on offense. They take their shots. But, you know, McCarrion is just such a good football player. I mean, he was a tremendous get for them a year ago, and he's having even a better year this year.
So you mentioned that the defense holding people to, I think, one of the few teams in the nation holding teams to the teens as far as points allowed on the other side. What is it on their film that you say would lead to that? What is it about them that leads them to being such an effective defensive team?
They're an odd front. You know, they do a lot of drop eight. You know, they disguise a lot of coverages. You know, they'll drop guys in the hole. They keep the game in front of them, and they're pretty athletic and long. So their whole thing is, you know, hey, we're gonna give you up a little bit, you know, but we're gonna come downhill and be really, really physical. So you got to be patient going against these guys. And remember, that was one of the biggest things last year. They're just not gonna give up a lot of big plays, you know. And I think that's one of the reasons they hold people down is they wait for you to make a penalty, they wait for you to make a mistake, they wait for you to make a turnover. You know, it's kind of that bend but don't break type philosophy.
Marcus McMarion seems to be a real, genuine playmaker, dual threat with a live arm.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he was a starter at Oregon State, you know, and then came right in last year during August fall camp and changed the whole season for him. And they've really just rallied around him and built around him. And, you know, he's been tremendous. Yeah, doesn't throw the ball, you know, into jeopardy very often. Again, he's a throw-first guy, but he's athletic enough to, if you're not paying attention, he'll hurt you with his legs and pick up some needed third downs running the ball. They use their whole offense, too. You're going to see backs catch the ball, tight ends catch the ball, receivers catch the ball. They do a good job of distribution.
Seems like a whole culture shift over there under Jeff Tedford, the head coach.
There's no doubt about it. You know, he got a lot out of those guys that were on the roster. They've done a good job of of recruiting. And again, it all focuses around the quarterback. You bring in the right quarterback, it can change everything.
So the game plan going into this week, where do you see that you can attack both defensively and offensively? Where do you see your points of emphasis going into Saturday night's game?
Well, defensively, we've got to eliminate big plays. You know, and then that's something that early in the year we were doing a really good job at. You know, as of late, we have not. They're going to go after our secondary. With all the guys that we have out right now, I mean, I just think that, you know, if I'm watching film, that's what I'm, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, protect my quarterback and take shots down the field. So I'm sure they'll do that. We're going to have to play the ball and fight a whole lot better. And then offensively, you know, again, it's like I talked about, we got to take what they give us. You know, we have to be patient with the process. You know, if we've got, you know, some free access throws, take advantage of them. You know, if they're, you know, if they're going to truly play that five guys in the box, and it's going to be hard sledding, but, man, 5-6 yards of pop running the ball is kind of what you need to do.
They're 7-1 now. The only loss was a loss to Minnesota, a game they just as easily could have won.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they, like I said, they've been in some good football games. And, you know, most of their games, too, haven't really been pulled away until the end. When you watch their games, you know, over the course of the year, there's a lot of, you know, 14-3 halftime leads and things like that. So they're a really good football team, but I just really believe in the Mountain West, you know, week in and week out. You know, they're all wonderful, they're all losable. I've said it from the very beginning, and, you know, you really see it, you know, every Saturday.
Do you expect that Armani might get some reps in this game? Will it just kind of depend?
It'll depend. You know, first of all, you know, today was his first day back in pads running around. We did a live. It's like an eight-play deal, ones versus ones, and, you know, defense got a good pass rush one time, and you saw him spin out of it. And, you know, he just kind of, you can tell he's a little unsure of that foot when he put it back into the ground. So we need him to be 100% comfortable. Obviously, too, you know, having the first day back today in the huddle, you know, that's a Tuesday for a Saturday game, and, you know, most of the prep's already in, so we're not going to put a lot on the plate this week. He'll be an available number two, but then after that, moving forward, you can expect to see him.
Tony Sanchez Radio Show. We'll take our final break, come back with our remaining moments. This is the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Care of your car at Showtime Automotive Center. ASE certified mechanics, so no job is too big or small. Brakes, AC, transmission work, even oil changes start at $19.99. Showtime Automotive Center, Rainbow and Warm Springs, open 7 days a week.
Finley Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Finley Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car. Because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback.
He'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing, a live show, a movie, delicious dining, and one of South Point's 11 restaurants. So much to see, so much to do. You won't know where to start first. This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it, like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered, or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125, 26 dents, or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full-service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Welcome back to Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Great food, great atmosphere. And we got the Tony Sanchez Show wrapping up. Looking for a great car deal? Remember, nobody sells or services more vehicles in Nevada than Findlay Toyota. At Findlay Toyota, they'll do anything to sell you a car. All right. What are you looking for this Saturday, Caleb?
I'm looking for the next step for Max. Obviously, I'm always watching the quarterbacks. Looking for UNLV to, like Coach said, methodically go after their first win, taking what Fresno State gives them, and being aggressive about it. That's pretty much what you're looking for coming Saturday night.
Steve?
We should mention, give a pop to the basketball program real quick. Yep. Coach's show tomorrow over at the Orleans, first Marvin Menzies show, and then exhibition game on Friday night.
Yep.
And then your game in a big sports weekend at UNLV.
That's exciting to get basketball rolling again. I know they're fired up over there.
Absolutely. Kickoff at 7:30, Coach. What's the final message for the fans?
Hey, you know, it's going to be a beautiful night on Saturday. You know, a national TV game. Got a top 20 team coming in, you know, and that's exciting, man. We're fired up about that. You know, come on out, support the Rebels. We're going to play our tails off.
All right. And one of the best teams around, Fresno State. Ranked 20th in the nation coming into this one. Kickoff at 7:30. Invited to come on out. It should be a very nice night at Sam Boyd Stadium. Appreciate y'all listening. On behalf of Steve Cofield and Caleb Herring and the coach, Russ Langer saying so long and good night from Born and Raised Happy Halloween. This is the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Network from Learfield. This has been the Tony Sanchez Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.